This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An explosion at a luxury Havana hotel has killed nearly two dozen and injured many more. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
At least 22 people were killed Friday in an explosion, apparently caused by a natural gas leak at a luxury hotel in Havana, Cuba. The 96-room Hotel Saratoga was undergoing renovations, and no tourists were staying there at the time. Havana Governor Reynaldo Garcia Zapata told the Communist Party newspaper Granma. The chief of hospital services at the Ministry of Health told reporters at least 74 people had been injured. Cuban state TV reported the blast was caused by a truck that had been supplying natural gas to the hotel. No details were provided on how the gas ignited. I'm Mike Rossi.
The count of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 is now nearing 1 million, and there's a wealth of data making clear which groups have been hit the hardest. More than 700,000 people 65 and older have died. Men died at higher rates than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall, yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, considering the younger average age of minority communities. Racial gaps narrowed between surges, then it widened again with a new phase and new wave. Most deaths happened in urban counties, but rural areas paid a high price at times as well. Again, the count of U.S. deaths from the COVID-19 is now nearing 1 million, and they have used some data to discover who was hit hardest. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of civilians have been rescued from the steel plant in Ukraine, emerging from tunnels where fighters there are still making a last stand. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Russian and Ukrainian officials say 50 people, including 11 children, were brought out of a besieged steel mill in Mariupol. Associated Press cameras captured the scene as soldiers wearing white armbands helped evacuees with their luggage. They left a battered yellow school bus and climbed into a blue commuter bus for a trip to a town near the Russian border, where they were handed over to United Nations and Red Cross representatives. Hundreds of civilians remain, and officials said efforts would continue. Katerina Prokopenko, whose husband commands Azov Regiment troops inside the plant, issued a plea to evacuate hundreds of wounded soldiers and spare the remaining fighters. She told the AP they might be willing to go to a third country, but if nothing is done to save them, they would fight to the end without surrender. I'm Jennifer King.
And there's been more information that COVID-19 has taken on American lives, and again suggesting that a million people have died. Dozens more civilians were rescued from the tunnels under the besieged steel plant where Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol are fighting, making their last stand. And China is installing a career security official as the new leader of Hong Kong and the culmination of a sweeping political transformation that has gutted any opposition in the Asian financial center and placed it ever more firmly under Beijing's control. John Lee is the only candidate in Sunday. And what is an election in name only? The well over half of the 1,500-member election committee that selects the chief executive has already endorsed him, and he needs only a simple majority to win. He'll replace Carrie Lam, whose five-year term was marked by Hong Kong's most tumultuous period since the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. During an official visit to El Salvador, the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, urged the U.S. to cooperate with Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico to help solve the current migration crisis that's hitting the region. His El Salvadorian counterpart said he agreed with the proposal, calling it a plan to create together, where we all can pitch in, depending on our economies, of course, to be able to solve a joint problem which affects us all. Both presidents stressed how important it was to improve the situation in Central American countries so as to motivate people to stay home and not migrate. Recapping our top story, an explosion at a luxury hotel in Havana has killed nearly two dozen and injured many more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.